you hear me holler? Can you hear me now?
Today on the House of Blues Artist Experience, Willie King. Willie King was born in Prairie Point, Mississippi in 1943. Willie and his siblings were raised by his grandparents, who were local sharecroppers. Music was important to the King family. Willie's grandfather was a gospel singer, and his father was an amateur blues musician. Young Willie made a diddly bow by nailing a baling wire to a tree in the yard. By age 9, he had a one-string guitar that he could bring indoors and play at night. In 1967, Willie moved to Chicago in an attempt to make more money than he could down south. After a year spent on the west and south sides, he returned to Old Memphis, Alabama, just across the border from Mississippi Prairie. A salesman of shoes, cologne, and other frivolities, Willie traveled to the rural roads, hawking goods and talking politics. Choosing not to work under the old system of unequal treatment, King joined the civil rights movement near the end of the decade. In 1987, a chance meeting at a festival in Utah, Alabama, Rooster Blues owner Jim O'Neill saw Willie for the first time. According to O'Neill, King's juke joint musical style and political lyrics knocked me down. The two kept in touch for the next 13 years, during which O'Neill relocated his label, and King concentrated on his own community, forging relationships with local youth through a blues education program. We recently sat down with Willie King to talk about music, life, and an inside view of the artist experience.
Hello?
Hey, Willie, it's Jesse with House of Blues.
Yeah, all right, man.
How you doing?
Gotta hang in. How are you?
Pretty good. We're going to just go ahead and get started. First, I just wanted to say thanks for being part of this. Your new album, Jukin' at Betty's, what made you choose to release that album on your own independently?
Well, Rooster Records that we have recorded for, they closed down. They went out of business.
Right.
So I couldn't get no deal with anyone else. And I had a friend of mine, Mr. Rick, from London, England. He wanted to sponsor that. We just do one independent. So that's why we did that album, Jukin' at Betty's, you know.
Gotcha. And that's your local juke joint too, right?
Yeah. Local juke joint, that's where I play at on Sunday evening.
You play there every Sunday night?
Yeah, when I'm in town, yeah.
Oh, that's awesome.
Mm-hmm.
So for you, what does it mean to be an independent artist right now in the state of the music business?
Well, you got a little freedom to, you know, to make a few choices on your own, to, you know, move like you know you want to move, and if somebody wants you to come and play, you can, you know, that's up to you about going, you know, you don't have anyone that's, you know, just directing you.
Kind of be your own boss.
Yeah. Yeah, that's it.
So I was reading your bio, and I know that you were born in Mississippi, and you live in Alabama right now, right?
Yeah, I live in Alabama right now. 2 miles across the Mississippi line.
Right. How has the state of Mississippi and Alabama influenced your music?
Oh, well, I just grew up on it, man. And, you know, I just grew up on the blues and all in my home and living out what we call the country. Out in the woods, you know, people love the blues around here. That's helped influence me. Just keep on pushing.
Yeah.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you got, you know, Clarksdale and all the great history of the incredible musicians that have been in Mississippi and Alabama, it's got to be, you know, incredible, too, to be there where, you know, where it started.
Yeah, that's it, man. Around where it started at, make you feel good. So kind of hang around the roots of it, you know.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah.
Blues music seems to be kind of commercial, especially over the last 10 years. But your music, to me and to, I'm sure, most of the listeners, is true to the roots of blues and also has really strong social and political statements.
Mm-hmm.
You were also pretty involved in the civil rights movement. What was your experience during that time, and how did that influence your music?
Well, in the civil rights movement, I was working with some people, with a group of people, and they used to have me, you know, every time they have a meeting, they would have me to come and play some blues, and I had one gentleman that was in the group. He was wanting me to start writing about, you know, my life, what happened, you know, and the struggle in the South in my life as a child growing up, under a lot of pressure. Started singing about that. And so that kind of helped get me started on that, and I feel, you know, and it touched a lot of people. And you know, and I just feel like this was my mission. You know, this is what the Spirit wanted me to do, you know, to help bring people together. I like to pick up on that feeling. It makes you feel real good.
Absolutely.
Yeah, closer you is to the root, the better you feel.
I agree.
Yeah.
Talking about the roots, who are the people that still influence you now?
Well, I have quite a few people that now I used to listen to blues. DBK, John Lee Hooker, and all those brothers. Just can't look like get my mind off the Howlin' Wolf. And that's who still influences me. You know, with his voice, what he's saying, and there's something about it that you know, it just touches me.
Yeah, there's something in his voice.
Yeah, something in his voice. It just touches me, you know.
Yeah. What about your songwriting? What's your songwriting process like?
My songwriting?
Yeah.
Well, I just sat back and get down there. Well, I'm in the woods, and I just get down there. I'm in the woods and listen to the birds and singing and different insects. And then I get some thoughts started going through my mind, and I just happen to have my pencil with me. I started jotting down words, you know, as they come to my mind. And they were about the view going blind. As long as you holding the line. I got that from my granddaddy. When things would get rough up on us, sometimes you can hardly get food to eat. And he always would tell my grandmother to never worry about the mule going blind. Baby, you just hold on to the line. We gonna make it. So that's you know, that's how I think about some of the words, some of the things that he would say, and so that's where I get my idea from. And a lot of it's going to be on my new CD.
What about the live performance? How important is that to you, playing live and also bringing that live element, which of course you had on Juking at Betty's because it is live, but you can like feel that live energy on your recordings too.
Oh yeah, well, it's just something about the people when they're about it, you know. I get the crowd around out there with the people and, you know, messing around with them while I'm playing and singing, and it seemed like this energized me, and I began to, you know, to feel real good, and it seemed like everybody around me, you know, they feeling good and just having a ball, you know, and we just jumping and hopping, and we find ourselves all out on the floor crawling. So that's real, man, you know. I like it live, you know.
You play overseas a lot too, right?
Well, yes, well, I was over in France back in July, and they want me back.
What's the difference between playing over there and playing over here?
Well, it seemed like over there, it seemed like the people, I don't know, you know, I can't explain it, but it seemed like the people over there appreciated more, and they just treat you real nice, and man, and when I was over there, I didn't want anyone to see me, so I went around my hotel room while I was staying, and I broke down and cried. The teacher's so nice and so lovely. Just really appreciate the music and what you're doing, you know.
Yeah, they're more like true fans of music, and it's not as commercial there.
Yeah, that's it. That's true fans of music, man. You know, just make you feel so good, you know.
That's incredible.
Yeah.
All right, well, thanks, man. I really appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, thank you, and I really appreciate you, and wish you well, and keep up the good work you're doing.
Yeah. never change. You told me that you love me. Why you did me wrong? Oh, you know you didn't love me.